Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm glad you got your call in now, big boy, because starting tomorrow, the man is back who screens the phone calls. You, sir, will be banished.
It's been 383 days.
Oh, sure. We'll take your 2.5-minute call on the New Jersey Devils. Hang on for the boys. They'll love it.
Of terrible callers.
Yes, you did hear that correctly. Boomer did mention refrigerated morgue trucks. Hang on. We'll flesh it out.
And subpar call screening.
What's that? You're 94 years old? Yet, just hang on. You don't even need to tell me what you're talking about.
But now the man is back, and the party is over.
Yeah, guess what? We don't care about your baseball memories. So get lost, loser. You jerk. You're the worst caller in WFA in history. Middle of the night, loser caller. Goodbye, you punk. Screw all you people.
Al Dukes finally returns to the WFAN studios.
I was at a game in 1969.
No one gives two craps.
You people are idiots.
You're going to be dead soon.
Calling me at 6:30. Pay attention to your family, dummy.
Yeah, jackass.
No. I'm going to die here.
Oh, that's great.
That's for you.
Oh.
Bitch.
That's awesome.
That's hey, right.
Did you have did the guy call in yesterday and yell at you or something that was going to come and beat you up at the Amityville? You had an appearance in Amityville, Long Island, right?
Yeah, a couple years ago, and he did show up.
Oh, he did?
This was a guy that I had who used to call when we first started, and he was a terrible caller, had nothing to say.
All right.
So I stopped putting him on. Then he showed up to one of my appearances at the Dodge dealership in Amityville, and and security threw him out. But I was, you know, he came up to me, and I was like, I know who you are. I said to him, like, oh, I know who you are, because I knew his voice. He stammers. And I know who you are. I go, what are you going to do? What are you doing? What are you going to do about it? He didn't do anything, but the security guys were so, well, the security guys, meaning this car salesman.
Yeah.
So it was going on and threw him right out of there.
Wow.
So then, you know, he calls the overnight a lot. He always takes shots on me on the overnight.
Right.
You don't want to say his name?
It's Mike somewhere.
Okay.
He uses different names every time he calls.
Yeah.
But he's just he's the typical stink phone caller.
And he called yesterday, and it was just clear he hated Al, so I put him right on.
Oh,
right.
Of course.
And as soon as I heard his voice with a different name, I knew who he was.
Yeah. So he was all pissed off that we were talking about Al, they were talking about Al, about coming back, and just wanted to slam him one last time.
I guess so.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of the drops you just heard of that piece came from yesterday.
Oh, really?
So it just was fortuitous.
Oh, it was perfect. I love it. All right, let's go to Georgie in Corum. Georgie, what's happening?
George.
Hey, boys, what's happening?
All right. Man.
Geo.
Yeah.
What's going on here? You're getting more bougier and bougier? You went from Belport to Sayville.
Yeah.
Sayville is, like, so yuppie and bougie.
Oh, no, don't it's you... not.
Yeah, it is. I worked there for years. I've lived in Suffolk my whole life.
Yeah.
What happened with the rags? You don't use any rags?
I don't know, but I don't think that's a bougie thing. I think that's just practical. I mean, microfiber towels, George.
How are you going to clean your boat? You're going to have somebody...
Microfiber towels, man. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
You know, I love a guy.
I see this summer you're going to have somebody washing your boat for you. You live in Sayville.
Yep.
Drinking your margarita.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, and listen, all of that sounds great, actually, George. I mean, is there a problem with any of that?
There's not. It's upward mobility. That's what you're – if we're all striving for that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I mean, and I
– And you have worked every single day of your life since – how old were you when you started, like, in this business?
Oh, in this business? It was 2005, which is now 16 years ago.
It has taken you 16 years to get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, and I left my friends and family to go out and to sink or swim, and it ended up working
look at
out.
You're swimming. You're backstroking. You're breaststroking. Bobby in Pearl River. Bobby, what's happening?
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
What's up, fellas? How are you doing?
Good.
So I wanted to call because I'm a Yankee fan, but my wife graduated high school with Marcus Stroman. And,
At Pat Med?
Yeah, she's from Patchogue, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, her and all her friends see Marcus strutting his stuff and posting all this stuff on social media, and he makes himself so hard to root for, you know what I mean?
You know, it's an interesting thing. Because I had always had, you know, Marcus Stroman's back from the beginning because I was a Belport guy. He's a Patchogue guy. I kind of had his back. There's certain things that he says that bother me for sure. I always – you're not going to love everything about everybody all the time, Bob. I mean, that's for sure. I do love the fact that it's a local guy who was on the Mets who is working his ass off and trying to have a big year.
Both he and Steven Matz, by the way.
Right, exactly. It didn't work out for Steven Matz, and that stunk. But – yeah, I mean, he's someone who is extra confident in himself, wants to let people know, and that's going to rub some people the wrong way, and others are going to love it.
He's 100% controversial on social media for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
What I care about most is whether or not he performs for the team that I root for. And quite frankly, up until last night, you know, I thought he has been an afterthought.
Yeah.
And he's making almost $19 million this year. And if he performs like he did last night, then we're going to love him. If he stinks and he gets lit up, then he's going to get booed because he's being way overpaid.
Just like anybody else, by the way.
Right, and he's not living up to the contract.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. You know, to get caught up in Marcus Stroman and whatever his beliefs are is not one on the top of my list. But what is on the top of my list is his performance in uniform for the Mets.
Yeah, and I know people who went to high school with him that are friendly with him, that swear by him. I have met some of his family members locally that are great. So, I mean, there's a local connection there that I always appreciate. We always appreciate the local connection. But, I mean, at this point, we want him to pitch well for the Mets.
I will tell you this. I walked a mile in his shoes because when I came home, you know, I played 3 years for the Jets. It started out okay. And then it finished in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what my family and friends went through when I was here.
Yeah.
You know, they're always protecting you, always protecting you, always telling you what they said on the radio, what they said or what they wrote in the paper or what they said about you on a game that they were doing. You know, whatever
it is. It's not easy, man.
And it's not easy for those people because they want to protect their loved one, especially the loved one that's making the money.
Yeah, no, of course.
So, you know, I get all of that. And I remember telling Vinny Testaverde, I just said, the only advice that I have for you, Vin, is that, you know, when you go to New York, it's not going to be you dealing with the media. It's going to be your friends and family dealing with the media if you don't play well or something goes wrong. Now, Vinny was beloved here when he came and played for Parcells, so he didn't really deal with a lot of that. But anybody who's from here is going to deal with that part of it, and that's the unseen pressure that, you know, an athlete deals with here at home.
Yeah, and that is something that is never really brought up in those stories because it's one of those deals where everybody thinks it's a dream come true. And it is to a certain degree, but there's other trappings of it that people don't always focus on. For example, I remember in those years that I was out there watching Pirates baseball, there was a guy who was a local kid, the Pittsburgh kid, Neil Walker, of course, played for both the Mets and Yankees.
Yes.
Grew up in Pittsburgh, was a Pirates fan. Everything
great
was Pittsburgh.
Hockey player too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And he was a huge Penguin. Was he a Penguins fan?
Huge Penguins fan. Still has that in his Twitter profile, Penguins fan. And everybody thought, it's the greatest thing that could ever happen. The Pittsburgh kid playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And part of him loved it, but the other part of him hated it.
And that was a small town compared to here. So you can imagine what here is like.
Exactly. So then I was just about to say, multiply that times 100 for New York. And guys like Steven Matz, you, Marcus Stroman, and others that have gone through it, even though you're playing professional sports, it's great, you've earned it, the salary's good. There is a side of that is, I mean, it's very unique.
I told you.
Only a few people have ever dealt with that.
I think my first year as a Jet quarterback, I would have to get 60 tickets to every game.
Wow.
And then it went down to like 20. And then the last year under Kotite, it was like 4.
Right.
And I had to pay people to take them.
I'm not surprised.
Right. So it just got progressively worse. So I know exactly what that part of it's like. But for my job and for the people who were sitting here before me or Mike and Chris in the afternoon, they have a job. They have to talk to their audience. They have to be honest. They got to give you their opinions. And sometimes those opinions aren't going to align with your friends and family's opinions.
Sure.
And that's all there is to it. So you just got to grow up and deal with it.
Especially,
you know, like I've said, you've worked really hard to get where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus has worked really hard to get where he is. And he is finally tasting the benefits of all that hard work with the money that he's making this year.
Yep.
But with money comes responsibility. And responsibility brings pressure. Pressure happens to be a privilege if you handle it the right way.
Absolutely.
If you don't, you're going to fail. So he's off to a good start, and that's the good news for us as Met fans. And
absolutely.
That's all I really care about.
Right.
Whatever other things he's got himself involved in, it doesn't matter to me.
As the dream come true, it would be Marcus Stroman standing on the mound in a World Series game, pitching his ass off for all the Mets fans in the area where he grew up. That would be the dream come true. All right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning, guys. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Gardner goes. Pitch. Line like a bullet. Base hit to left field. Down the line and going to the left field wall. Grinder goes to third. He's coming home. He'll score easily. It's a ribby double for Stanton. And the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
And that is John Sterling with the call.
And cream corn.
Yes, love the creamed corn, absolutely. And that was Stanton's double yesterday, part of a 7-2 Yankee win over the Orioles. Yankees going to 3-2. Aaron Judge homered, Jay Bruce homered, and Garrett Cole was outstanding. Here was Aaron Boone on Cole. What looked good?
I just think he's in such a good place with his fastball.
And Jay Bruce took notice.
That's a $36 million performance last night, no doubt.
I mean, he looked every bit the ace. He had 13 strikeouts, and that's what impressed Bruce.
He struck out a lot of people.
Yes, he did. Garrett Cole himself says that feels, when he goes to the mound, it feels like Major League Baseball again.
More normal setting, more normal season, people in the stands. It's definitely more normal, so therefore, yeah, I did feel a little more comfortable for sure.
Yeah, I had a real catcher last night, too, on top of that. So everything's been perfect.
Boy, you just keep pushing this whole thing, man. You're just going to get...
Hey, I get to do it once a week, so that's it. So I might as well squeeze as much of it as in as I can. No, I mean, it's just enough already. Just make him the catcher, the personal catcher. He'll be the full-time catcher by May 15th. It's just enough of this dilly-dallying, beating around the bush. Nagashioka is going to be the starting catcher in games that count.
Well, I mean, Gary Sanchez hit 2 home runs in the first 2 games.
Oh, wow. Man, I tell you, that just erases the rest of the last 3 years of slop.
Well,
maybe
he's coming out of it.
Yeah, he's coming out of it, all right. Best pitcher wants nothing to do with him.
Can I just, all right. I love you, dude. You know that. But can we just, like, hope that a guy does well just once as opposed to, like, just always
it's not hoping that he's delving
on the negative?
No. It's not hoping for him to do poorly. It's just making the decision that he's not capable. Someone's got to do it.
I mean,
You felt the same way last year.
I did. No, I did. I said that he coming from spring training this year is going to be under the most pressure as a New York Yankee, without question. To me, that's him. And he actually answered the call the first couple games. Got a couple of home runs. Well, things.
Unfortunately
for
him, the season's longer than a couple of games.
80 times longer.
I'm just so frustrated by this right now. He's off to a decent start. Okay, yeah. So let's leave it at that, and let's hope that somehow, some way, a general level of consistency can follow him. Is that okay?
Hey,
now, if we're sitting here in June and he's got 50 strikeouts, I'll be right there with you saying you got to get the guy off the field.
Okay.
But let's just give him a chance.
Well, the one domino has fallen, which is Gerrit Cole. They gave him a shot with Gerrit Cole, and now
Gerrit Cole pitched well with him.
He pitched better with Higashioka. You will not see Gary Sanchez.
Too many up and downs.
Terrible team.
Yeah, well, hey, they beat the Red Sox 3 in a row. Didn't they, the Orioles?
And didn't the Red Sox just beat the Toronto Blue Jays, who took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees? Hey, look, they're all going to lose 65 games.
The Orioles are on the rise, Jerry.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, please. They're on the rise. They won't win 70 games.
You're probably right.
Now, you'll have tonight, you got Jamison Tyon and John Means as the Yankees look to beat them again. Coverage on Sports Radio 66 WFAN AM. As for the Mets, yes, Vince Velasquez pitched a one good inning for the Phillies, and that was the sixth inning, I believe. And then in the seventh, he did this.
Full count on Luis Guillorme. 3 balls, 2 strikes pitch. A little bit low, ball 4. 3 balls, no strikes on McCann, the pitch. Way outside, ball 4, pitch. Way high and in, ball 4, and the bases are loaded. Velasquez has walked the bases full. 3-1 count on Nimmo with the bases loaded. Pitch. Ball 4, Nimmo takes it low.
He takes it low.
What do you think Joe Girardi was doing during all this?
I think he was comatose. I don't know how you could sit there and watch it. I mean, I was reading some of the stuff this morning.
Yeah.
And one of the storylines was, what in the hell was Joe Girardi doing in that inning?
Right.
As he was just imploding. So, I don't know.
It's like, what the hell was Luis Rojas doing, not pinch hitting Dom Smith for Kevin Pillar in the first game?
Right. And taking out Jacob DeGrom. You're right. 8-4, the Mets did win last night because you also got a late home run from Pete Alonso, an early home run from Dominic Smith, and Marcus Stroman went 6 innings for the victory. Here was Rojas on Stroman, who did the job.
We made some plays behind him. He was able to induce some contact, kept everyone on their toes, and gave us 6 good innings.
6 good innings, got the victory, and Stroman happy to get it.
We're trying to get wins out there every day. We had a tough game last night, so our biggest thing was to regroup from last night and to come in today and to go out there with the same mentality, and that's what we did.
And they win the game. They get their first game, and they say they're going to give the game ball to their owner, Steve Cohen.
Oh, so cute.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
J.D. Davis was hit in the hand by a pitch early on, did leave the game. X-rays were negative, I imagine, day-to-day. You've got David Peterson and Aaron Nola today with a 4:05 first pitch from Citizens Bank Ballpark. Nationals did finally play. They beat the Braves 6-5. Braves out to a terrible start. Juan Soto, the game-winning RBI single there. And the Red Sox beat the Rays in 12-6-5. J.D. Martinez, the game-winning two-run double. Jets GM Joe Douglas met the media on a video conference yesterday. And he really talked about turning the team over. There's been a lot of change here, including Sam Darnold now going to Carolina.
There's a lot of people fired up in this building about not only the talent that we brought into the building, but the caliber of character that we signed and brought.
Well, we'll see if that works going forward. It sure sounds, too. Now, we got to be a dummy not to think that they're not going to pick a quarterback at 2. I suppose they could always make a trade. But it definitely sounds like they've made up their mind.
Obviously, there is an unknown factor when you're talking about rookies and young players. But we feel good about the type of person we're going to be able to bring in.
Now, remember, he was a part of the Philadelphia Brain Trust when they went after Carson Wentz. And once they found out that the Rams were going to take Jared Goff number 1 overall, Philadelphia traded up to number 2 to go get Carson Wentz. So you have to be convinced And you have to believe that the guy that you are drafting, number two, is going to be that game-changing quarterback, just like they had to do that when they drafted Sam at number three.
Oh, hell, I would hope so. I mean, if you have any questions
Now we're through the entire scouting process. We're through all the meetings, all the background checks, and all that other stuff. Now it's basically setting your board up and then reacting and seeing who's available, what you think you may be able to trade out of a certain spot, not the number two spot. Maybe they drop down two places, the 23rd spot, and they pick up another draft pick somewhere else. Now the maneuvering starts, and this is where you have to start thinking about what other teams are looking at, what you're looking at. And, you know, there are really no secrets in the NFL. Like, everybody kind of knows what you're doing.
Well, so after that trade was made with the 49ers, to three, everybody knew. Everybody knew at that point what the Jets were doing.
Exactly. So he is now in the middle of his rebuild, and he is rebuilding fast and furious, Lee. And he is adding players, good players, quality players. And like you said, high-character players. That's the same thing that Gettleman said when he got here.
And he's tethering his reputation to an out-of-nowhere guy. So, good luck.
Hey, man, you gotta swing for the fences, man.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's a totally different situation. And when I was brought to the Jets, it was, let's bring in the veterans that we know and let's try to win with that way of doing things. What he's doing now is the complete opposite of it. He's, let's flush everything Mike Maccagnan did here. And I got to put my stamp on this team. And if I were in his situation, I would be doing the same thing.
You'd be drafting Zach Wilson?
I would be trying to rebuild the roster the way that I want the roster built with the coach that I have selected.
Can I ask you an honest question?
100%.
And I know Carson Wentz came from a small school.
Yeah.
How much of a step up in talent is it to go from teams like Texas State, Louisiana Tech? I'm just looking at who he plays.
North, Poly Slow.
Right. I mean,
like how hard is that jump? If you're at Alabama, we kind of know what it is. What is this?
But then the argument against Mac Jones of Alabama is he played with all the best players. You know,
for
so
sure.
There's always an argument for somebody, there's always a negative tinge in respect. I know what you're saying.
I'm asking you the question, what type of a jump will it be for this kid?
Did I react so negatively to the term swag? I have to show my swag, an off-platform throw. Yeah, that's important, and it's great that Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers can do that, but I need a guy that's going to be committed to learning the craft of the offense that he is inheriting. So, anyway, I just feel like if you're the general manager, you want your team, and that's exactly what Joe Douglas has done here the last 16 to 18 months.
NBA tonight, you got the Nets and Pelicans. The Nets 35-16 after beating the Knicks the other night, who are now 25-26. They play the Celtics. I saw this on social media. So Julius Randle's son was at Barclays Center the other night. And after the Nets beat the Knicks, Randall's son was walking out and through the rotunda, I guess with his mom, I'm not sure, and the little boy sees a photograph, big photograph of the Nets, and he made it very clear he's not a fan.
You hate who?
I hate those.
You hate them?
Yeah. It's okay.
He hates them.
Good. I'm with them.
Sounds like me after the Nets win.
The video is funny, though, because he's pointing right at the picture. He knows exactly what he's saying. It is pretty funny.
And that kid's 17, too, which is amazing that he cares that much. So.
Kevin Durant expected back tonight, but James Harden out at least around 10 days after aggravating the sore hamstring. Sixers did beat the Celtics last night by 10, which is why Boston fell.
Can I ask a question? What's the number, what's the spread on the Nets-Pelicans tonight?
I don't have that in front of me.
Just Google it.
I always ask Gio. Gio's my go-to guy. He opens his FanDuel app, and he'll tell me.
FanDuel Sportsbook. You're talking about Nets and Pelicans tonight.
Yes.
So it's very easy. All I have to do is click on New Jersey right now because it's not New York, and I'll go to the NBA tab on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Thank you.
And I will scroll down.
Zion playing tonight.
All right. So
he played last night.
He did.
All right.
Did.
Here we go. So you want the spread.
Yes.
What do you think the spread is?
I'm thinking New Jersey by 4.5.
Or how about Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, yeah. I forgot that they were in Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah, Jerry, you want to take a stab at this one?
I will say Durant expected back. I'll say 7.5.
Okay. You guys want to take a stab at this? Nets Pelicans in there. You guys want to come up with an answer for me?
5.5.
Eddie?
I'll go 5.
everybody is wrong and everybody's too low. 10.5
Oh, I'm taking the Pelicans.
10.5 Just thinking, you know, I could. So Kevin Durant is going to play tonight?
He's probable and expected to play.
Irving and Durant now, right?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
But he'll probably play like 4 minutes. You know, you don't want to rush him back.
I disagree. I think if he plays, he plays.
You think about a little load management during the game?
I don't.
Well, it depends. During the game, if they're up big,
yeah,
you might see some load management.
10.5 points, huh?
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean, I'm surprised you're surprised. I'm surprised you're surprised at the spread. I mean, this is what the Nets have the ability to blow teams out.
And it sounds like they are expecting that Kevin Durant is coming back to play tonight.
Well, he is. Yeah. Right? I mean, he's
probable. I thought he was expected to play against the Knicks.
No, that was like he may, it might happen, but probably not. He's probable.
They were jiving the Knicks?
No, I think Steve Nash was leaving the door open. He said it was soon, and it was going to likely be this week.
As Mike Tomlin likes to say, we left the light on for him. So they did, but okay. He didn't. He wasn't there this particular day. He's playing against the Pelicans.
So the light will be on tonight.
For sure.
Yes. Rangers beat the Penguins 8-4, 8 different goal scorers
nice.
For New York. Islanders had only one guy scored. That was Brock Nelson. Lucky for them, he was the only one that scored in the game. Isles beat the Capitals 1-0, 29 saves for Semyon Varlamov. Isles tied with the Caps, and the Devils lost to the Sabres 5-2.
So I say Palmieri to the Islanders, Hall to the Boston Bruins.
How about right. that?
That's what I think.
We'll hold you to that. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Just make sure that you understand Kyle Palmieri was born in Smithtown.
Oh, okay.
Grew up in Montvale.
Yeah.
Played on the U.S. Development team, played in the juniors and everything else. So essentially, the Devils are really his hometown team, but I know that he lives on Long Island.
Okay.
So
he's living on, but he's not commuting every
day.
I'm sure
he probably lives somewhere in Hoboken during the season, I would imagine.
Okay, so does he live on Long Island or not live on
Long
Island?
No, he lives on Long Island. I know where.
Does he consider himself a New Jersey guy or a Long Island guy?
Well, now that he's living on Long Island, I would assume that he's a Long Island guy.
But you're telling me he's living somewhere else during the season.
Well, he has to. He has to live over by where the practice facility is, which is the Prudential Center. So I'm sure it's Hoboken or Newark or somewhere over there. He's probably got an apartment, I would imagine. I don't want to, you know, get too involved in his personal life. And
well, I need to know. This is important to us. You understand how this is important to us?
You want a happy hockey player? Trade him to the Islanders so he can live at his home where he lives on Long Island with his family and everything else. And it would be great for him. And he would be, I think he'd be a great fit for the Islanders.
Okay. So is a Long Island guy playing for the Islanders or is a Jersey guy playing for the Islanders?
Well, it's a guy who was born in Long Island but then moved to New Jersey and then played for the U.S. development team up in Michigan. So when you're good enough at a young age, they take you out of your local area and they send you to Michigan to be a part of USA Hockey, and they promote you going to college first before you go to the juniors.
I got it.
Like, so Matt grew up in Canada.
Sure.
They send their kids to junior hockey, and they play junior hockey, and then they go from junior hockey to being drafted in the NHL, and then they'll probably go to a minor league system to go play first, and then they'll get called up like Matt did.
Okay. All right. Very good. I kind of understand, but kind of don't.
But he was born in Smithtown.
How long was he there in Smithtown?
Like six months? But I know he lives on Long Island.
Sometimes.
No. That's his home.
What's his home during the season? New Jersey?
I'm assuming New Jersey.
He doesn't commute all the way to the Prudential Center season long.
Yeah,
it's a long season.
I know. Taxes suck in both states. I understand that. But I'm just saying, I'm assuming because, you know, in season, you're traveling, you're kind of staying in your team bubble type of thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, I kind of know the area where he lives on Long Island.
Yeah.
But the commute would not be, it would be a worse commute than you have.
I know it would be. So that's why I'm saying.
Right. So he's got to be over there. And the perfect situation for him would be for Lou Lamoriello to bring him from New Jersey like they did Andy Green.
Make his life a little easier.
Jersey's rebuilding. They're in the middle of a rebuild. Get an older player that's worth something that plays a 200-foot game. He's a grinder.
So if you get Kyle Palmieri, you and him in a room, and you go, are you a Jersey guy or are you a Long Island guy? What does he say?
He's probably going to say a Jersey guy. But he lives on Long Island.
Justin in Manhattan. What's going on, Justin? Good morning.
Hey, morning, Boom G. How you guys doing?
All right, man.
Justin, what's happening?
I got to tell you, as a Jets fan, I probably have not felt as down on the team as I do today. And let me tell you why. What I was really hoping for was after the 49ers trade, I hope Jody was, you know, going to get creative and ultimately trade with the Panthers, but for their number one. Or I'm sorry, trade the two for their number one, another one number one next year, and a number two, and ride it out with Sam and get Sam an elite talent like Pitts or even Sewell. You know, Boomer, tell me if I'm wrong, but when I see the college tape of Wilson, I see a lot of the traits Sam had. He's athletic. He throws off platform. Throws a pretty good deep ball. So
they all have the same. You know, hey, Justin, you know, they all have the same traits. I'm just telling you the reality in the league is that Joe Douglas has a opportunity to now rebuild the entire team, and that's including picking the coach, which I think you're happy with, aren't you?
I'm happy with the coach, but boom, it's been a 10-year rebuild.
I know. It's not Joe, but it's not
the clock again.
I know, but that's not Joe Douglas's fault. You know, Joe Douglas just happened to inherit a mess when he got here, and I told you, and I still believe Sam can be a very good quarterback in the NFL, and I believe that the Jets ruined him. And I believe that I think he has scars from that. And I think the Jets did the right thing by Sam, sending him to Carolina with a good offensive coordinator, with Matt Rhule and with Robbie Anderson and with Christian McCaffrey, part of Flag and Anthem. All that's great. I think that's fantastic. But for Joe Douglas and for the Jets, I think this – we don't know. But I think for Joe Douglas –
they're not setting up Zach to fail, though. You know, like, how's Zach not going to be the same?
Because I believe it's a new stable franchise, a new way of doing things, a new coach, and I appreciate the call, Justin. And I also believe that this offense, which has been successful for other quarterbacks, including John Elway, including Jared Goff, including Aaron Rodgers, this is the type of offense that Mike LaFleur is going to be bringing here, will be beneficial for whoever is here. But, you know, whoever is here doesn't have the scars from 3 years of already being here. And could you imagine if they got off to a bad start and Sam throws four interceptions in the first game of the season? Everybody's going to say, you know, you should have got rid of him when you had the chance to get rid of him. Look, we've seen him for 36, 38 games. He couldn't stay on the field. He was inconsistent. There were moments of brilliance. There was moments of failure. Part of it is his fault. Part of it is the franchise's fault. I think they're rebuilding the franchise, right? They got Denzel Mims now. You know, they added top-end free agents, smart guys, quality person, people. So I like where they are. Now it's just up to the decision-making of getting the right players here.
Yeah, so when the caller asked, oh, you know, how do you know it's not going to be the same thing as Sam Darnold? We don't know. Nobody knows. Douglas doesn't know. But what your point has been this entire time is that Zach Wilson is coming into a situation that was far better than the situation Sam Darnold is coming into. Doesn't mean that he's going to succeed because of that, but it's just a lot better of a landing spot where the organization is
right.
currently.
And then Sam would have had to go through three head coaches and three offensive coordinators and go through the whole rigmarole all over again. Now, he's got to go do it somewhere else, which is fine. But, you know, he doesn't need to do it here. And I think that's going to help him in the long run. And I hope he becomes an all-pro with the Carolina Panthers. I really do. I'm rooting for him. And I hope whoever they draft here plays well. And I want Daniel Jones to grow into
whoever
becoming
they draft
a top.
Here. What are you talking about, whoever they draft
I told you what? How long ago did I tell you about the film study of Zach Wilson?
I don't know what date, but it's been a while. It feels like 10 years at this point, but it's been a while. It's Zach Wilson. What are you doing? What are you messing around with this for?
I know it is. I just, like, the accuracy thing is really what jumped out to me.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, none of these kids would be drafted in the NFL if they didn't have a strong enough arm to make all the throws. But the accuracy in game was really, really special.
Joe in Port Orange. What's up, Joe? Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
All right, man. Joe. What's happening?
Good, man. Hey, I know. I just want to say welcome back to Al and Sale. You guys, I know you guys are the stars of the show, but, you know, the Jersey guys, the Narps from Jersey, are the backbone of the show there. But
foundational guys, Joe.
I know. But, gee, I just want to wish you good luck on your new house.
Thanks.
You know, Boom, I think you would agree with this. You know, the old adage is new house, new baby. Not to put too much pressure on you, gee, but do you have a mother-in-law suite in your new mansion and stable?
Joe, that is that's very funny, and I appreciate all your well wishes. No, we do not. Louise has her own apartment just as she wants it and just as we
but
want.
But you are farther away from Louise?
No, it's really...
little breeze seems to whisper Louise.
No, it's about the same because she's in the middle. We just went west of her.
Okay.
If she would have stayed in her old apartment, it would have been right down the block, but she did not.
Thank God for that. Yeah.
She wanted to stay. She wanted to be in a different apartment, so she's happy. We're not... She's happy where she is. We're happy where we
now,
are. She's going to be over
you,
all the time.
Was she with you yesterday celebrating?
Yeah, afterwards, yeah.
Oh,
of course.
Great.
So were my parents. Yeah, we're all together.
Oh, look at this. This is just awesome.
Yeah, we had a big celebration, big family celebration.
You know, and it's, you know what's really weird? You know how you have a Gina and Al has a Gina?
Mm-hmm.
You have a Sabrina.
Yeah.
The designer on this celebrity, you know, renovation show, Sabrina.
Ah. You know what I ask all the Sabrinas? What do your friends call you? Because I want to know, like, what, you know, sometimes it's Sabby, sometimes it's Sabs. I always want to know that.
So everybody called her Sabrina yesterday, so yeah. I could ask her if she has a nickname.
Yeah, ask her. Brina, Bree, Sabby, all those things. I kind of want to know. Because that, to me, is like, you know, is everybody going to call my daughter Sabrina, or is she going to have some of the nickname? Like, all of a sudden, my nickname became Gio in high school. How the hell that happened, I have no idea, because my last name is G-I-A, and it somehow became G-I-O. You know?
Giannotti.
Yeah, Giannotti. So it sort of happened that way.
Let's go to Brian in Paramus. Brian, what's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, good, good, man. What's going on?
You know, just a struggling Jets and Knicks fan, although, you know, looking better for us. But, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, this quarterback, this coach, this GM. Let's go to the top with Dolan and the Johnsons. What do you guys think needs to be done with that? You think that the... Obviously, you know, they own the teams. It's not just an easy switch. Do you think they need to sell the teams? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, Brian. Sell both of the teams immediately. I know. And if you ever see Jim Dolan, tell him that because he loves to hear that.
You know, what's the amazing thing is both Jim Dolan And Christopher and Woody Johnson will spend as much money as they possibly can to bring a winner. And they have spent a lot of money.
Now, they've hired a lot of bad people.
They've hired coaches, general managers. They're still paying coaches and general managers, by the way.
Yeah.
On top of the coaches that they just hired. So they're trying to get it right. I'd like to think that the Knicks are trying to take a page out of the Rangers' way of doing things. I think the Rangers are on the right track. And I'd like to think that the Jets are doing the same thing, that they're trying to fix the problems that they created themselves.
Yeah.
And now have stabilized the top of that franchise. So that's all good. And now it comes down to the guys picking the players and then the coach putting the players in the best position to be the best players they are. Don't try to fit a player to your system. Make sure you get the best out of the player by putting him in the best possible position to be successful.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.